This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. This is your host, Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Miss Robin's not with us this morning. She's taking a day off here for, you know, mental health day or whatever. No, she's doing fine. Just taking a day off here for a minute. And she might join us later. I'm not sure. But, you know, she's in the house, so to speak. But I'm doing her today by myself. How about that? And good morning. Our producer this morning is Vern Anderson. Chris Klaproth is on vacation for a week or a couple of days, and he's out and about. So, good morning, Vern. Yes, sir. Vern doesn't go on the air as much as Chris does. So, he'll be in the background screening calls and taking care of business at the station and doing what he does best here in the morning. And we're going to be talking to our listeners. Got a guest coming up, 6 o'clock. A buddy of mine, Matt Sell. He works for Department of Natural Resources, Fisheries, Fishing and Boating Service. He's stationed up in Garrett County, up in Deep Creek Lake area. He's the brook trout specialist for Maryland. We're going to talk a little bit about brook trout. We're going to talk about Deep Creek Lake fishing. So for those of you who are out and about and want to head to Deep Creek later this year, you might want to pay attention and get some trip tips from Matt about fishing at Deep Creek. So just went online and looked. Without much fanfare and no press release, the Department of Natural Resources put the new e-regulations, the new hunting book. I don't know if the print copies are available yet or not, but all the regulations are online. And there have been a few changes. I don't know if you've taken a look at this or not, but the regulation process goes like this every 2 years. There's internal conversations about comments that the DNR officials hear out and about, hear from the public, you know, get the emails and the letters and all that. Why don't you guys do this? Why don't you guys do that? And, you know, they strategize with other wildlife people around the country to see what's going on in their world. And, you know, if something happens in Delaware or a law is passed in Delaware that's not going to, you know, detrimentally affect the wildlife in Maryland. And then, that's, you know, people say, well, we do it in Delaware. Why can't we do it in Maryland? Well, that's kind of how the process goes. Other states pass other laws and, you know, they take a look at the game management reports. They take a look at the information from the biologists and so forth. And they come up with new ideas. So then that's usually in the year before the regulations are supposed to change, and that's every 2 years here in Maryland. Then they call the stakeholders. They call the stakeholders together. These are people who are involved in the various areas and venues of hunting and things like that. People like, you know, people who are involved in local sportsmen's groups who are presidents of those organizations, people who are involved in, you know, wildlife management, you know, the nonprofit groups all get together and they review the regulations, and they're the concepts. Let's put it that way. They come up with concepts. Concept is, let's do A, B, and C. Then they do the reason why they want to do A, B, and C, and then they come up with a scenario about A, B, C. So that's usually in February. Stakeholders meet. Stakeholders all offer their comment, you know, their comments to the group, the crowd. They're all recorded. The public, the concepts then become proposals. The proposals go to the public. The public has the opportunity to comment. And once the public comment period is changed, then the proposals become regulations. So here's what's changing for this upcoming hunting season. The big one is a lot of people wanted to find out about what are called straight wall cartridges. Straight wall cartridges are things like the 350 Legend, the 444 Magnum, the 4570. Well, what the idea was, the concept was to allow straight wall rifle cartridges to be allowed in shotgun counties and during, you know, the firearm season. So that regulation has been approved. Rifles and handguns that fire straight wall cartridges may now be used to hunt deer during the firearm season and junior deer hunt days statewide. And, there's a map on page 15 and there it is. It's out there. You're allowed to buy a new gun if you like, if you want to buy a 350 Legend or if you want to buy a 4570 or 444 Magnum, feel free because now those straight wall cartridges are available to be used during the firearm season. Let me caution you, however, this is not the be all and end all to those folks who are in the shotgun counties. No. All right. What I'd like you to read is an article by in Field and Stream that reviews the four best straight wall rifle cartridges for deer hunting. It's by Bryce Townsley, and it was published last year, November 15, 2019. And he goes over all the cartridges. He goes over the 350 Legend, the 444 Marlin, the 450 Bushmaster, the 4570 Government. Notice these are pretty big calibers. You know, these are bumping up against, some pretty heavy-duty loads. But what's fascinating is they've tested these things, and they put out charts. They put out ballistic charts on each one of these. Certainly, 100 to 150 yards, maybe 175, all these cartridges perform well. All these cartridges will take an animal at those distances. But the point of the whole thing is don't push it. Don't push your range, because at the end, after 150 yards, these rounds drop off the table as far as foot pounds of energy, as far as feet per second and things like that. So, you know what you're doing, but don't push the limits. It's just like a crossbow. Everybody thought, oh man, I can kill deer at 100 yards with a crossbow. Well, yeah, you can, but it's more of an archery tool than a firearm. If the odds of wounding an animal increase at the greater the distance you fire the weapon, whether it's a crossbow, whether it's a straight wall cartridge, whether it's a shotgun, a muzzleloader, a rifle, or anything, the further distance you try and shoot the animal, the more of a chance of wounding rather than humanely taking the animal. So there's that. There's a new suburban deer management zone comprised of Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's counties. The archery season antlerless deer bag limit is unlimited in the suburban deer management zone. Coyotes may now be hunted year-round statewide during the day and night. There is a new primitive deer hunt days on February 1st through the 3rd, 2021. Hunters may only use longbows, recurve bows, or flintlock and sidelock percussion muzzleloaders during these days, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, February. The bonus antlered deer stamp may now be used in Region A under certain conditions. Active duty military and honorably discharged veterans now have two special waterfowl hunt days. Waterfowl hunting at Deal Island and Fairmount Wildlife Management Area impoundments has a new schedule of available dates. All available dates for the regular duck season at Deal Island impoundment will now require a permit used by lottery. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources will be offering do-it-yourself hunts for stocked pheasants in 2020. The pheasant hunts will take place on public lands across the state. Apprentice license holders, junior license holders, new hunters, and hunters who have previously held a Maryland hunting license but have let it lapse are eligible to apply. They want to get people interested in hunting. And a do-it-yourself pheasant hunt on public land is one way to do it. if you've held a hunting license for the last 50 years, like I have, you are not eligible for these hunts. These are for apprentice license holders, junior license holders, new hunters, somebody who's just gotten a hunting license, you know, this year or last year and not hunted yet, and hunters who have previously held a Maryland hunting license but have let it lapse are eligible to apply. Now, it doesn't say how long the lapse period is. I'm assuming they're saying, hey, look, we'd like to get you back in the field. Okay? It's part of the three R's, recruitment, retention, and redoing it, whatever it's called, the three R's, recruitment, retention, and reintroduction. I don't know what the three R's are. Why don't I even bring it up? But anyway, it's part of adding more people to the hunting license rolls. That's what that's all about. So, let's see. We are texting. Good morning, John B. I haven't forgot about your request. I'm working on it. Okay. No callers on the line yet. Vernon and I are texting back and forth whether or not any callers come in. So we invite your phone calls to 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And that is that. A lot of good fishing reports all over the state. Crabbing, you know, it's summer. It'll get better. It'll continue to get better as we get into the fall. There are people catching crabs, no question. People out there who are trot lining. Of course, the commercial guys trot lining every day. They're bringing in their catch. There are, recreational trot liners. There are recreational crab potters who use the collapsible traps and so forth. And then the hand line off the pier they're all doing okay. I mean, they're not doing gangbusters, but they're doing okay. It's very enjoyable and relaxing and something to occupy kids' time if you're, if you're on vacation or something like that and they're looking for something to do. It's an inexpensive way to connect with Chesapeake Bay, connect with the Atlantic Ocean, get yourself some of those collapsible crab traps and some chicken necks and go out there and have some fun catching some crabs. And you can always turn them loose. You don't have to keep them. You know, you can always turn them loose. Or you can bring them home, steam them, and eat them. Why not? Oh, coffee. Need that. Thank you. So, any comments on any of these new regulations? Straight wall cartridges, the primitive three-day season, suburban deer management zone, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So, as mentioned last week, the threat to the budget for DNR's Wildlife and Heritage Service by the Board of Public Works, their meeting and their vote last Friday confirmed that the $100,000 and the two positions gained by the Hunters of Maryland organization and others and the Natural One Natural Resources helicopter and any new equipment for the Natural Resources Police, any new trucks, any new boats, all that is gone from the budget. So I don't know what else to tell you about that one. That's a done deal. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And this is not a threat, but we've got to take a break. And when we do that, we talk about our sponsors for a couple minutes. Oh, let me tell you about this, though, real quick. Been working on the record book for Maryland Big Game Animals, and there's a little bit of duplication in these records because of the different entities that were, working for the past 30 years to measure deer and that type of thing. And then there's the national organizations, you know, that some people may not enter the state numbers, you know, the state registration with their animals. They may go straight to the National Pope and Young Club with archery or Boone and Crockett Club with any firearm or any weapon. And so we've compiled all those records. into one overarching record book. And I got to give a shout out to our daughter Bree, who's been just pounding the keyboard. She entered every entry, 3,319 by hand, into the database. Typed them all in. Yep. We were able to obtain the records, the public records from the Maryland Deer Reports and so forth, and also the Boone and Crockett Pope and Young records. We compiled them all in one big database, and we're running the numbers. So we're excited about being able to do that for the hunters of Maryland. So there we are. So the book's out. I apologize. I didn't mean it was out. The book is being sent to the printer hopefully next week. That's the game plan. That's the goal, to get it out to the printer and have the book printed and back by about August 1st. Now, we've offered sponsorships on the book, and, you know, it's pretty interesting. We got two new sponsorships this week. G.H. Nitzel became a gold sponsor, and Annie's Paramount Steakhouse on Kent Island also became a bronze sponsor this week. And Quality Built Homes became a gold sponsor. So what I mean by that is there's a free book in it, or a couple of free books, and then there's a sponsorship package which includes, you know, mention of your name on the air. Some of those packages actually have radio commercial program. Then there's ads in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and so we're just moving as fast as we can to get as many sponsors as possible before the book goes to the printers and we can get all the logos in the book, which is nice. No ads, just mention of our sponsors, which is nice. So you can go to bucks-bears-stags.com, bucksbearsstags.com, Facebook page, and check all that out. We have measured a lot of animals, 3,300, not us, but we've measured, BBS has measured 250 to 300, but over the years in Maryland, we've got records for over 3,000 critters. I think it's pretty impressive to put all those in one book. But hey, that's me. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. We talked about that, grabbing some crab traps and, heading down to the pier, and, or, you know, you can do it from boat too. You can do crab traps from your boat. You just don't have to do, trot line. You can toss those low-profile crab traps overboard with a chicken neck in the bottom and go back and check them, throw them out on a buoy, or you can go back with a topless crab trap. What I mean by that is there's no top on the trap. It's just four sides that open up, and, when you pull the things, you can stack them. That's the point. You can stack the crab traps. A dozen crab trap stands about 3 feet high. Okay, rather than, the box traps, which take up an inordinate amount of room. Well, Clyde's has both of those. They also have all the trot line products. They have a 500-foot tarred line. People like that tarred line to tie their baits to. There's a 1,000-foot Loctite. There's actually a 1,000-foot trot line that's already rigged up with snoods and that type of thing. What a snood is a drop down every 6 feet or so that you clip your bait bag to. It's already hooked up. Snoods and bait bags and floats are all available. Baskets and lids, measures, tongs, gloves, crab mallets, and all the crab bait you need. They even have the aluminum steamers and the custom crab seasoning. They got the commercial pots too for off your dock, the crab hotels to hold your crabs, cloth and wire crab rings, which is a way to go, and then the nets as well. Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just there the other day. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Your crabbing headquarters right here in Maryland. Backyard Billies. Man, oh man, do they have the backyard stuff. I'm not kidding you. Let me tell you a little bit about it. So you're driving along Route 50, and you're coming off Kent Island right there, exit 44, and you see this display of picnic tables and chairs and sheds and this big giant building standing there. That's Backyard Billy's, And with all this stay-at-home stuff, you've been looking around for ways to, do things with your family, and it's going to be your backyard. So why not check out Backyard Village with their giant selection of poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see from Route 50 at Exit 44, swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds. That's what's in Backyard Billy's backyard. Why not yours? Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And some Saturdays are grill days, grill demo days from 10 till 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. You need to call them ahead of time for that, though, and that phone number is 410-827-4500. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations, the fire rings, the furniture for inside your beach house, and guess what? They are the area's leading fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. That's where Robin and I chose to get our fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's, our gas fireplace insert. It's beautiful. You sit here with the remote and you turn it on, and if you know, you watch it for a little bit, and then you hit it, and the blower comes on, and it heats the room up. They installed it. They took care of everything. We are really pleased with it. So, BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. Your backyard is gonna look just great. No question about that. That's for sure. Who did I miss here? Who did I miss? Ah, Bay Country Bakery. We didn't get down there this week. I haven't been anywhere near it. The Maryland Loves Crabs magazine came in. And I've been north, and I've been east of, you know, around the Bay Bridge and so forth. I just haven't gotten by there, but I will. I will. And when I do, Monday through Saturday from 7 till 1, I'm going to grab some donuts. Might grab a breakfast sandwich, definitely a cup of coffee, and you can too. When I'm headed that way to the beach or down the woods or, you know, for sick of deer or down for snakehead fishing, Bay Country Bakery's right there, bakery's right there in the heart of it. Donuts and sandwiches and cookies and pastries and cakes and breads, the absolute finest on not only the Delmarva Peninsula, but all of Maryland as well. Well, I'll even include Virginia and Delaware and Pennsylvania in that. None better. Right now, Bay Country Bakery is open Monday through Saturday, as I mentioned, 7 to 11. To find Bay Country Bakery and those mouth-watering pastries and donuts and everything else, do what I do and look for the big giant donut on the side of the building. It's a big pink frosted donut. It's probably 10 feet tall, 8 feet tall, something like that. You can take your picture with it. That's how big it is. You know, you take a big bite out of your donut, you hold your donut out to the camera, that big giant donut's in the back room, you know, you snap a picture on your phone, and you send it to all your friends. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, they're trained chefs to strive and bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, yes, it's a destination, at 2951 Coastal Highway. They're just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. You might see Robin and I lurking around that place. Hey, we'll be right back after this message or these messages from WCBM.
As technology continues to advance in every aspect of life, we're right there providing content across platforms and myriad devices. Smartphones, laptops, desktops, smart TVs, tablets, and smart speakers.
I can get it on my phone. I can get it on the computer.
All over the place.
It is accessible pretty much anywhere.
And to hear our voice using your voice, all you have to do is tell your smart device to play. Radio 680, WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, 'cause I think I'm better than you." The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
We'd love to hear the whole thing, but we got to go to our callers. And we lost a legend this week, didn't we, folks? Charlie Daniels is gone. But his music will live on forever. Right, Vern?
Absolutely.
All right. Do we have Glenn on the line?
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good, Glenn. How you doing?
All right. Yes. A little warm.
Yeah.
I guess. We're in the cycle of temperature in the 90s this summer.
So. Yep, you're right. You are right.
I can remember, I was thinking I was a teenager. There was one summer up to the farm, up to my grandparents. But my dad worked for his dad, and I went out there and helped too. And I remember one day in particular, it was around 110
wow.
or so when the thermometer.
That's hot. That is hot, no question.
So, I mean, it's nothing over this, say, the stream that we have had before. It's not, haven't had the 90s, or.
This climate change stuff, if that's what you're referring to, I was delivering bait back in the 79, 80, back in that way, that era, and, I had the Sheets stores, and I had all of them in Maryland, all the way down through Hagerstown and all. And I picked up my bait in the morning, I got into Hagerstown and I looked at one of the clocks on the bank. It was 106 degrees, and I'm thinking, man, I'm glad I insulated this van. I had live bait in there, night crawlers and that kind of stuff, and 106 degrees. That's the hottest I remember seeing it in Maryland is 106. So, but the heat and the humidity. I mean, I can't take it as much as I used to be able to. So, but
yeah.
So anyway, have you been fishing yet?
No.
All right. Well, you need to get out there, buddy. You need to get in the outside, get in the outdoors, even if it's just for a walk,
Sometimes, I go up to the farm here or a hunt at a, bird farm, and the other one, I got one.
Yep.
And, I look around for a little bit, so sometimes.
Got it.
With all this stuff to get over so we can get back to normal.
Yeah, you're right. We need to get back to normal, that's for sure.
You take care. Tell Rob not said hi.
I'll tell her. I'll tell her she's taking the morning off here this morning, so right. Good for her.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
All right, Glenn. Thanks, buddy. See you next week. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, moving right along, I don't know if you if you're just joining us, if you heard the opening salvo there, but the hunting regulations are now online. I'm not sure that the books are out. I don't even know if you can buy your hunting license. It used to be you could. I think online you can get them right now. I didn't even check that. This is just so new. I've had my face in the computer all week. We've had somebody told me. Let me think. I knew it was. Told me about this thing called Mercury in retrograde, and all kinds of things go crazy when that happens. Yeah. Well, from June 18th. To July 12th, Mercury has been in retrograde. And if you want to Google that, do your search engine thing with that, Mercury in retrograde, it is not a good time, astrologically. Miss Fran told me about this. Well, we've had computer crashes and lose files that cost us 2 extra days getting the Crab magazine to the printer. We've had internet connection problems. We've had information basically drop out of the sky to be added to the database. Hours of more work, more deer to be added to the database. I've redone, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 12 individual chunks of information that we're putting into the book dealing with the top animals we've taken here in Maryland, okay? And I'm on my third go-round. The information has changed since we have done the database. So we've had to upgrade the database as late as yesterday and get it together. So the several of those files I've done three times. This is the kind of stuff that happens. And, you know, people don't... I'm starting to buy into this, you know, thing. But anyway, let's talk to Bob on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up?
Doing okay. Doing
good.
Doing okay. Just heard you talking a little bit about you used to sell bait back in the 70s. Back in the 70s.
Yep. And freshwater bait, night crawlers, yeah, and mealworms and red worms.
Brought
and
back memories.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to you before and talked to you about the changes I've seen in the seafood industry and stuff.
Yes, no question.
Back when I was a kid, you could work on the water just about year round. People crabbed in the summer, oystered in the winter, clammed in spring, and eel. They used to eel pot.
Used to eel and pot, that's right. I'll never forget the first time I encountered somebody doing an eel pot. He was filling tanker trucks with eels.
Yep. I mean, that was just a regular way to make a living, and what people didn't sell, they kept for their bait on their trot lines.
That's right. Yep.
And that's where the term chicken necker came from. I think people from the Western Shore used to come over and they'd use chicken necks.
Chicken necks for bait, sure.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
The changes I've seen in my lifetime, and I oystered with my dad for years. Probably from the mid-70s to probably the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And he came down from New Jersey. His family came down from New Jersey. They were watermen, lifetime watermen.
Right.
He came down on a bug eye. And,
okay.
And they moved to the Graysonville area. And he used to tell me when he was a young man, he was born in 1916, when he was a young man, they used to catch crabs by the barrels. They weren't bushels. They were like the big wooden barrels.
No kidding.
And there'd be a big bi-boat that would anchor out in the Eastern Bay, and all the watermen would go and unload their crabs on the bi-boat.
And right.
During the Depression, I mean, they would unload the crabs, and just on a kick, he would say, "Well, I gave them 10 barrels of crabs a day on a kick." I said, "What do you mean, Dad?" He said, "Well, you had to just give them to them and hope that they could sell them when they went to Baltimore." That's how bad the economy was there.
On the kick, huh?
On the tick, T-I-C.
Oh, on the tick, on the, like, yeah, on a ticket. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Wow.
Yeah, and just the difference I saw in the oyster business, I started just when the diving came into play. And,
right.
My dad, he was old school, and all he would ever do was tong oysters, you know.
Sure.
Say, the diving industry is going to be the downfall of the oyster business. And we used to see boats go by, and there would be so many oysters in the boat, the washboards would almost be in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, Dad, that's the future. But he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't go.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't have it. And sooner or later, I think that's what pretty much brought the end to the booming oyster business.
You know, the booming oyster business was affected by environmental factors too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, MSX and Dermo just wiped out the oysters.
Well, when you can go down to the bottom and see what's down there and pick up just about every good oyster on the bottom, you know.
That's right. That's true too. Sure.
I mean, hauling oysters and dredging them, it was like cultivating. You know, there was always something that fell out.
Oh, sure.
Always digging them up and moving them around, but there's no doubt that the environment was definitely a effect too.
Double whammy. The economy's booming. The pandemic hits, and then we go into this age of protest, and things change. Our whole country changes in 6 months.
I'm glad to hear you play Charlie Daniels. I used to love the music you guys used to play back in the day. That I can't remember the name of the song, but the Battle of New Orleans, I think it was.
What has happened is I had my own audio vault of songs that we put in there over the years, and as the station became further digitized and, you know, got rid of the carts and all that stuff, those digital vaults got emptied.
Yeah.
You know, it was like some digital thief came in there and emptied out a bunch of stuff. And, I mean, if it was in there for 4 or 5 years, it definitely got...
I used to love hearing the songs you used to play.
We still play them occasionally. We do. So it's just a matter of building that arsenal back up again. So
me and my brothers and my friends, we actually met Charlie Daniels over at the Harrington Fair, what they call it, the Delaware State Fair now.
Sure, yeah.
But he used to come over there from time to time.
Sure. He seemed like he was a really down-to-earth guy, a real true patriot, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I wanted to ask you something else. When I was a kid, we used to deer hunt, and of course there were plenty of quail around. And when you hear a covey of quail coming through the woods, it would sound like a buffalo or something.
Yeah, I know that.
They make so much noise. What is your understanding of what happened to the quail population?
You know, there's a lot of theories on that. Clean farming and no hedgerows, that's one thing.
Oh, that's what happened to the rabbit hunt, I can tell you that.
Well, okay. So, I mean, you got to have habitat to have the animals.
Right.
An overwhelming presence of predators. You know, anywhere you go, you can find almost any kind of bird of prey. I mean, you can see sharp-shinned hawks and Cooper's hawks and harrier hawks and red-tailed hawks and red-shouldered hawks and broad-winged hawks. You know, anywhere and everywhere across the state. There's an unabated fox population right now, both red and gray.
Up-and-coming
coyote population in western Maryland, it's pretty bad.
They're over here now, man.
They're everywhere. They're in every county. And they've been seen and spotted and on trail cameras in every county. They're a very secretive animal. A lot of guys will pursue them at night. If you see one in the daytime, that's pretty rare.
Yeah, I saw one in the daytime.
Yep. So I've got a big one that I've said before. I watched a kid hit by a car up in Carroll County on Route 32, a big female. Got a gorgeous coat on her. And I picked her up, and she just ran into the side of a truck. So I picked her up and had her mounted, and she's beautiful. She's standing here, I'm looking at her right now in the room. She's not looking at me; she's looking across the room.
me and a friend, I still do a little bit of carpentry work, and we were replacing the front door in this community called Chester River Beach. It's right on the mouth of Chester River. Mm-hmm. And I turned around and looked, and I thought this mangy dog was walking right down the middle of the road. And I looked, and I looked, and it was a damn coyote.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. That was the first one I had seen, and I never really had heard that they were in the area. But
we hear them in the morning down in Dorchester County on the farm. I sick a deer hunt. We hear them yipping and carrying on. And the owner actually shot one last year with his bow. Got close. There was a pair of them on a sick a deer trail. And heard him in Frederick County one evening. My adopted daughter Laura shot a deer, and we heard the coyotes across the road, across the field from where we were. But they wound up finding her deer overnight, and they can make a mess. There's no question.
Are they open season or what is?
Oh, right now, yeah, they just changed it. A new regulation, coyotes. May now be hunted year-round statewide during day and night. There used to be a season on them, day and night. Yep, anytime. You still need your $5 fur bear permit to take one. So.
We used to do a lot of coon hunting at night when I was younger back in
sure.
the 70s and 80s, man.
Oh yeah,
that was real big then. I don't know whether it's as popular nowadays.
You got it.
We, we used to do a lot back in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Let me give a shout-out to the great Bright Hunters, Dennis and Timmy.
Okay.
Deers tremble when they hear their name, and the turkeys chuckle.
Yeah, I know that feeling. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
All right. Have a good one, man.
Thank you, buddy. See ya.
See ya.
410 WCBM 680. Haven't heard from Vern. I guess that means that we have no callers on the line. Checking the text messages. Nope. All right. Well, that's all right. Hey, we're going to talk about a couple more sponsors. Let me get my cheat sheets up here. There we go. Well, Macrotech Archery. Macrotech Archery has been around for quite a while, since the mid-90s, and Macrotech has now moved. They have moved from their Brooklyn location to new location, and they are open at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians and bow shop owners. Len regularly gets invited to the Archer Trade Association show, where all the manufacturers gather to showcase their new wares. That's usually in January. It's sometimes in Indianapolis. It's sometimes, you know, in Columbus, Ohio. It's not, you know, I've been to a couple of them, and they're pretty nice and a pretty big deal. And that's where you see all the TV people. That's where you see all the deals getting made. Well, he's one of Maryland's most he's invited there to do seminars on bow tuning to the dealers, you know, hundreds of them that are assembled and want to go to his seminar. So Len is one of the most respected bow technicians and bow shop owners in Maryland. Beginners and diehard bow hunters and athletes and the well-connected, they know about Len and they know about Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. Len has personally tuned my Bowtech bow. He's recabled and strung my 10-point crossbow. And his bow technician, Corey, man, he'll help you any way he can. He's top-notch. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews, including the new VXR, Mission, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt. Crossbows include the Raven and the 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. All the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly. They have a full lineup of custom arrows and sights and rests and much, much more, anything you need, you know. If you ask, they can observe you and correct any shooting issues you may have. Plus, Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by the new Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. That's at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They're now open. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number is the same as it's always been, 410-789-7777. Easy to remember, 789-7777. You know, Macro knows bows. Backyard Billies. I love talking about Backyard Billies because they got so much stuff. They are located right off Route 50 at Exit 44. When you drive by, you're going to see them. You're going to see the tables and the chairs, and you're going to see the sheds and the you know, swing sets, the tiki bars, the pool houses. That's what's in their backyard, and you've put it off long enough. You've been confined sometimes during this COVID thing, and your backyard is looking more and more attractive as a staycation location. It's time to pull the trigger, dress up that backyard for fun times with your family, for, you know, in-home, at-home crab feasts and picnics and family reunions. That's right. A giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture awaits you. A lot of tables and chairs, especially those comfortable Adirondack chairs. You can see them from the road, as I said. When you go inside the showroom, you check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And some Saturdays are grill demo days. We need you to call ahead. They run from 10 to 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations, the great-looking furniture for inside your home, the fireplace rings with themes. If you are, you know, if you're a fisherman, they've got a fisherman fireplace ring. You know, and all the stuff that, you know, you can use to make your backyard way, way more fun and more attractive. And the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. That's who Robin and I selected, Backyard Billy's, to supply our gas fireplace insert, and they took care of installation, and they were very courteous and very professional, and we enjoyed the end result here is a beautiful fireplace insert. So visit BackyardBillies.com or call 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. Your backyard is going to look just great. Bay Country Bakery. Oh, boy. I did talk about them, didn't I? Let's talk about Albright's Gun Shop. Albright's Gun Shop. Guns wanted. That's right, guns wanted. Any make, any model, any age, any condition, Albright's Gun Shop in Eastern Maryland wants guns. If you have a single gun or if you have an entire collection to consider, call Albright's Gun Shop, 410-820-8812. I've been dealing with Larry Albright and the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 of their 37 years. I know these guys. I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811. If I had a gun to sell or consign, you can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini elite dealer. These are high-end shotguns for shotgun sports and upland bird shooting. You can or waterfowl. You can call or stop by Albright's to make an appointment to visit the Cesar Guarini factory and get your gun custom fit to you. This offers for Siren and Fabarm firearms as well. Albright's carries Beretta, Benelli, and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned, and now Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms and accessories, as well as an in-house expert, that would be Chuck, to expand your deer season. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton, across from the Tidewater Inn, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AlbrightsGunShop.com, or call 410-820-8811. That's 410-820-8811 today for Albright's Gun Shop. We'll be right back after this.
Well, Fay moves on towards New England this weekend, leaving us with rich tropical humidity here across Maryland. It really feels like Florida summertime kind of weather here today. We're at 92 degrees this afternoon with a stray storm and 72 degrees tonight. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Has the insanity of the world got you down? Fear not, fellow Marylanders. I, Derek Hunter, am here to guide you through the insanity.
Derek Hunter, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load
behind. All right, Vern, let's go talk to Mike down in Canton. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. Uber and Lyft here before it.
All right, let's go.
All right, plenty of them out there. The predators are out there. I got foxes and all kinds of critters in my area. I'm down in Essex.
Right.
And it's simply a case of we're not allowed to hunt.
Yeah, I get it. Why not?
There's just too many little boogers. We can't whack them. They're just going, hey, this is a great place to live. We'll just eat all the stuff we can eat.
Mm-hmm.
And all those pets and other stuff that are out there, hey, they're handy too.
Oh, yeah, no question. No question. The coyotes will love, you know, I mean, they are very opportunistic. They'll take a lamb, they'll take a kitten, they'll take a cat, they'll take a dog. You know, you leave something outside, they're going to eat it, no question. So
the other thing too is also, as you heard, Maryland is now trying to do this what they refer to as I don't even know, like regulated weapons or assault weapons, whatever they use their term for it. But they're trying now to make sure that the MSP and their approvals are really slowing down in the process, if not actually halting in the process of doing approvals. And it's just simply a case of, like, when they had the issue with the technology, they had to do it by hand and everything slowed down really bad. They're now trying to make it so that essentially everybody has to go through the process, but the process is just bogged down and won't go anywhere.
Well, it's overwhelmed. I know that. I mean, there have been so many people during these violent times in our country. There's been so many people buy firearms to, you know, protect their personhood and their families. I mean, you know, what do you expect? You overwhelm the system. And it's not the fault of the state police. They're not out there going, boy, we got a lot of guns coming in. We better slow the process down. No, that's not the decision. It's just physically impossible for the people that do that work to, you know, do as many as they possibly. I mean, they're just overwhelmed. So it's intentional, and I don't know who they are, but you said they are trying to do it. I don't know who they are, but you know, the state police do what they do. So, and I don't think that they're slowing down because they're trying to slow walk the system. They did have a technology problem. It slowed them down, got them behind for about a week. And when you're overwhelmed and you get behind, well, then everything gets bogged up. So, you know, hopefully the log jam will clear soon and we'll be ready to keep going, you know, and approving those firearms and making sure the background checks are accurate. I mean, you don't want somebody that shouldn't have a gun to have one, right?
Absolutely not, but the NICS checks numbers right now are absolutely amazing.
Sure they are, and that's what you said. The numbers are so big, the system's overwhelmed. All right, buddy, thanks for the call. We're out of here for an hour, or for this hour. Get out, stay safe, wear your mask, and